Hi, this is Pastor Nelson Mercado. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast from the Nashville First Seventh-day Adventist Church. I hope you are blessed by today's message.
Pray with me. Loving Father, thank you that you had us in your mind. And you gave it all for us because of that. And Lord, among the many blessings that we have, certainly our mothers are a big one. So please speak to us this morning, in Jesus' name, amen. So it's been about almost 9 months since I experienced one of the greatest joys in my life, the birth of my granddaughter. Now that's not to say that, you know, I was there in the birth of both my kids, and it was an extraordinary experience. But there was something different about this time. I heard a grandfather say, "If I knew how good this was, I would have had my grandkids first." There was something different about this. I don't know. Maybe it's because this time I was more directly involved in the whole thing with helping the nurses and everything. I was more involved with the birth. Or maybe it's because this time I got to cut the umbilical cord, which I didn't get to do with either of my kids. So it was just something special about this experience. But, you know, tied to this experience is also the birth, the experience of seeing the birth of a mom. The birth of a mother, my daughter becoming a mother. Now, those of you who have daughters who are in turn mothers know what I'm talking about. This, you know, as I look at Arianna, I still see my little girl. I still see my lady, as I called her since she was a little girl. But you know, she's impressed me so much that it seems that right off the bat, she knew so much about her daughter. About what was best for her. It's like uncanny. It's just a transformation. Yeah. To see her become this young lady transform into a mother. Right. To see Kyrie become mama's girl. All right. As her eyes light up every time she sees her mom. Her mom, who happens to be my daughter, my little girl, my lady. Someone once said, "Mother, the most beautiful word on the lips of mankind." And it was Princess Diana's quoted as saying, "A mother's arms are more comforting than anyone else's." I know you can say amen to that. I've told you about this. And those of you who are dads in the medical field probably can relate to this. But, you know, when my kids were small, I worked as a paramedic in a busy 911 system. I took care of kids with great injuries. But if my kids had a paper cut, they wanted their mom. Yeah. But I was the same way. Maybe you could probably say the same thing. I read somewhere that the truth is that no matter how old we are, as long as our mothers are alive, we want our mother. So it tells us about the great blessing it is for those of you who still have your mothers, that you still have your mothers alive. You know, of course, Solomon spoke about the virtuous woman. Demeke read about this earlier. In Proverbs 31, this is the parable of the proverb of the virtuous woman. But when we read the parable, or rather the proverb, you realize that this woman that he's talking about is also a mother. That's right. She is a mother. Now, I normally don't like to read a lot of verses at once. I normally don't do that, but I'm going to do that today, so please indulge me. I want to read from Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31. Verses 10 through 31. Now, again, I normally don't do this either. Today, I'm going to do it. I'm going to read this in a paraphrase translation, the Message translation. Now, you can follow in your own, that's fine, but I'm going to read in the Message to have a language that is more contemporary about what Solomon is saying here about the virtuous mother. A good woman is hard to find. Some of these men, you men say amen to that. Amen. It's hard to find. If you found one, keep it. Don't throw it away. Because she's worth more than diamonds, he says. Her husband trusts her without reserve and never has reason to regret it. Never spiteful. She treats him generously all her life long. She shops around for the best yarns and cottons and enjoys knitting and sewing. She's like a trading ship that sails to faraway places and brings back exotic surprises. She's up before dawn, preparing breakfast for her family and organizing her day. She looks over a field and buys it. Then, with money she's put aside, plants a garden. First thing in the morning, she dresses for work, rolls up her sleeves, eager to get started. She senses the worth of her work, is in no hurry to call it quits for the day. She's skilled in the crafts of home and hearth, diligent in homemaking. She's quick to assist anyone in need, reaches out to help the poor. She doesn't worry about her family when it snows. Their winter clothes are all mended and ready to wear. She makes her own clothing and dresses in colorful linens and silks. Her husband is greatly respected when he deliberates with the city fathers. She designs gowns and sells them, brings the sweater she knits to the dress shops. Her clothes are well made and elegant, and she always faces tomorrow with a smile. When she speaks, she has something worthwhile to say, and she always says it kindly. She keeps an eye on everyone in her household and keeps them all busy and productive. Her children respect and bless her. Her husband joins in words of praise. Many women have done wonderful things, but you've outclassed them all. Charm can mislead and beauty soon fades. The woman to be admired and praised is the woman who lives in the fear of God. Give her everything she deserves. Adorn her life with praises. You know, again, you could see that this woman is a mom. Her children respect and bless her. She's a mother. Now, as we read all that, you realize that this woman is busy. She's a busy woman. She does everything, and she has skills in a number of things. She is a great administrator, obviously. There's so much that this woman does. And I want you to consider that when you think about your own mother, about how much she did for you. In some cases, how much, you young folk, she is doing for you. Sometimes we take her for granted. You know, I've talked about my mom before, and my mom was far from perfect. In fact, some may say she had a character that made her tough to get along with. But my mother was my comforter, my doctor, provider, cook, friend, teacher. She was all that Solomon says here in Proverbs 31. And I'm sure all of you could probably say the same thing. Maybe with a few exceptions, when God created women, he made them, to borrow contemporary language, he programmed them. There was a software there that was there. The moment that woman becomes a mother, that software starts working. And all of a sudden, she does all this. And again, not to diminish what my wife has accomplished and the kind of the woman and mother that she has been, but I have been able to see that in my daughter. That transformation, like all of a sudden, she's a mom and she does this and she does that. It's amazing. It's uncanny what God does. You know, some of you are probably thinking, well, Pastor, you know, even the Message translation is a bit dated. So I found the 2025 Virtuous Woman, or the Virtuous Mother. I want to share this with you. This is the Virtuous Mom for 2025. Who can find a truly remarkable woman? She is rare, priceless. Her worth is beyond diamonds. Her husband, her partner, trusts her completely. She adds value to his life, always supporting and uplifting him. She is full of wisdom and integrity, making thoughtful decisions that benefit her family and community. She wakes up early, ready to tackle the day, managing responsibilities with skill and balance. She is an entrepreneur, investing wisely, working hard, and using technology to make smart moves. She plans ahead and isn't afraid to innovate, ensuring her household is well prepared for whatever comes. She is generous, extending her hand to those in need, mentoring, giving, and speaking up for justice. She takes care of herself, her mind, body, and spirit, knowing that self-care allows her to care for others even better. She is fearless, walking in faith, knowing that God guides her every step. Her strength is unshakable, her dignity unmatched. She faces the future with confidence and grace. She speaks wisely, and kindness flows from her words. She leads her husband, or rather her household, with skill, although she leads her husband too. There's no question about that. Amen. Ensuring peace and stability. And matter of fact, am I okay here? No, actually, the other pocket is... So I know she's been looking about that. You know, she's looking at that. That's all right. She's leading her husband with skill. Ensuring peace and stability for those she loves. Her children honor her. Her partner praises her, recognizing her impact and influence. Charm can be fleeting, beauty temporary. But a woman who walks in wisdom and faith is truly admirable. Her legacy is one of excellence, and her works speak for itself. Now notice again, you know, here in the context of Bible times, he also mentions the fact that this woman, this mom, has a husband. But not we realize that today not all moms have a husband. There are single moms who work, perhaps one can argue, even harder because they don't have a husband with them. And let's just be frank here. They don't need a husband to be a good mother. Amen. Okay? I mean, I acknowledge the importance of a father in a home. But when a father's not there, and even though my dad was with us, he lived with us, you could argue that my mom was a single mother because she was there all the time. He was absent half the time, and she did everything. She worked hard, and so we know that single moms, yes, sir, are great moms as well. Amen. And those of you who have your mothers, again, are highly blessed, especially if she lives close to you. Amen. Yeah. So you should love her, appreciate, cherish, respect, and honor her. And if you are like those of us that have lost our mothers, you realize the void that is in our hearts. But the memory of her keeps us going. You know, the older I've gotten, now that I passed 29... Come on. You all right? Maybe you need to drink some water there. I've been thinking about how quick life goes. It seems like yesterday I was 29. And as I thought about, you know, the life of a mother, and those of you who are moms that maybe your kids are older now can probably relate again, how quickly it all went. So I ran into a story. It's a short story that I want to share with you that sort of highlights this quick journey of a mother and how important she is. The title of this story is Mother's Love. I want to share this with you. Is this the long journey? The young mother said as she set her foot into the path of life. And the guide said, yes, and the way is hard. And you will be old before you reach the end of it. But the end is better than the beginning. And so young mother was happy. And she would not believe that anything would be better than these days. And so she played with her children. She fed and bathed them, taught them how to tie their shoes and ride a bike. reminded them to feed the dog and to do their homework and to wash their teeth, brush their teeth. And the sun shone on them, and the mother cried, "Nothing will be better than this." Then the night came, and the storms, and the path was sometimes dark, and the children shook with fear and cold. But the mother drew them in and covered them with her arms. And the children said, "Mother, we are not afraid, for you are always there. No harm can come." And the morning came. And they came up to a hill, and as they started to climb the hill, the children grew weary, and the mother was weary. But at all times, the mother said, "A little patience," and we're there. And as they climb and climbed, they learned to weather the storms. And with it, the mother gave them the strength to face the world. Year after year, she gave them hope, compassion, understanding, and most of all, unconditional love. And when they reached the top, they said, "Mother, we could not have done it without you." As the days went by, and the weeks, and the months, and the years, mother grew old. And she was small and bent. But her children, they could walk they were tall and strong and could walk with courage. And as she lay at night, the mother will look up to heaven and say, "Today was better than yesterday. Because my children have learned new things, so many things, and now can pass these traits to their own children." And when her way became rough, they lifted her up and gave her strength just as she had given them hers. But one day they came up to a mountain, and beyond it they could see a shining road and gates that were wide open. And the mother said, "I have reached the end of my journey. But now I know that the end is better than the beginning. For my children can walk with pride and dignity, with their heads held high, and so can their children after them." And the children said, "You will always walk with us, even as you've walked through those gates." And they stood there and watched. And the mother went in through the gates alone, and the gates closed after her. And the children said, "Even when we don't see her, she is always there." A mother is more than a memory. She is a living presence. Your mother will always be with you. She is the whisper of the leaves as you walk down the streets. She is the smell of certain foods you remember. The flowers you pick. The smell of her perfume that she used to wear. She is the cool hand on your brow when you're not feeling well. She is the breath in the air of a cold winter's day. She is the sound of the rain that lulls you to sleep. The colors of the rainbow. She is your birthday morning. A mother lives in your laughter. And she's crystallized in every tear. She comes through every emotion. Happiness, sadness, love, joy, fear, anger. All the while praying that you will only experience the good blessings in life, the good feelings in life. She is where you came from. She is your first home. She is the map that you follow in every step that you take. She is your first love. She is your first friend. She's even your first enemy. But nothing can separate you from her love. Not time, not space, and not even death can separate you from a mother's love.
Thanks for joining us. If you're ever in the Nashville area, come and visit us at the Nashville First Seventh-day Adventist Church. We're located at 2800 Blair Boulevard in Nashville, Tennessee. You may also visit us at nfsda.org.